processes, when people are trying to understand the nitrogen cycle, which is in the news a lot these days, because the greenhouse gases that are most important are carbon dioxide and water. Now, water is very rarely talked about, but it's a very important greenhouse gas. The ones that man adds to the atmosphere then is CO2 in large quantities, but then small quantities of other greenhouse gases. And it turns out that the nitrogen-containing greenhouse gases are very important. So there's a lot of work going on trying to measure the fluxes of these things. And understanding how the microorganisms are actually working is pretty pivotal when trying to predict these atmospheric concentrations.